easy way.
Life is hard.
But I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
But I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
But I wrote it easy way.
Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood.
What's up, everybody? All right. Yeah, baby, another episode of Easy Talk Live. I apologize, guys. I haven't been on the show in a while now. I've been out and about just really making some moves, making some things happen, opening some possible doors for all you guys out there. And got some exciting news, some exciting updates. If you guys want to follow what we got going on, obviously it's the website, easywaybroadcast.com. Or my app. Just download the app. And I got my awesome good friend, 562-5811. Is that who I think it is?
Yeah. Hi, Eric.
Hey, who's this?
Hi, it's Mary.
Hey, Mary. How you doing? How you doing?
Good. It's Mary from Kelsey Fullerton.
Yeah, no, I know. So I haven't had a chance to really let everybody know what's going on quite yet. But let me give them a quick little introduction. So, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks worldwide, syndicated coast to coast, all over the world. Podcast, radio, baby, it's all about IPTV, digital, the digital amazingness. If you guys don't know about it, you got to know about it. There's an event coming up, which is called California State University of Fullerton, the Fall 2015 Titan Fast Pitch Competition. And the lady on the phone right now is the what's your role? What's your role in this event, Mary?
I'm putting together an event with another center here at Cal State Fullerton.
Oh, awesome! Okay, so you're the producer.
I'm big boss lady.
You're the big boss lady. You're the
woohoo,
woman.
Yeah.
Man, women are empowered, and this is pretty cool. It looks like this is a competition for students to showcase their ideas, their inventions. Give us more of a...
Yeah, if the students, they want to be an entrepreneur, they have a passion, they have a vision, come on down. You guys have 60 seconds to pitch your business idea. We have a panel of judges. We have a few different things going on. We have some Teslas. We're giving away an Iohawk. We have a few different high schools in Southern California. They're participating. We have middle school students. If you guys want to come check them out, support them, more than welcome to.
Wow, that's cool. Wait, did you say Iohawk?
Yes, Iohawk.
Did you say that cool little thing that you stand on and you lean? And that's the cool little thing that you stand on, you lean on, and it hovers you around all over the place?
Yeah, all the celebrities. Uh-huh. All the celebrities are riding them.
No, correction. Correction, girl. All the celebrities are not riding them or owning them quite yet. Hint, hint. Wink, wink. Just kidding.
Hint, hint.
But no, this is really cool, and I see that Wells Fargo is involved, National Startup League. I mean, you got some pretty cool sponsors and people that are supporting this.
Wells Fargo.
Who else?
We have the Pizza Press. We have Inside Scoop. They're located around Cal State Fullerton. We have Popular Demand. I don't know if you're, they're also sponsoring the event. We have CNN, who will be also at the event. We have Tesla.
Wow,
yeah.
That sounds like a fun event. And you forgot one of the biggest and best sponsors. It starts with an E.
Easy Way Broadcasting.
Yeah, we're proud to be supporting an awesome event like this, and
thank you for supporting
guys. Of course, we always support the students, we support the youth, we support education. I met you guys at the TohuCon, Anaheim, the animation convention, and you guys were
Hilton.
Yeah, everybody was hovering around, and shout outs to Kelly, by the way, the marketing director for Iohawk.
Nice.
So you guys were...
And remember when you guys kind of broke the rules and raced on it and accidentally didn't really hurt yourself, but kind of fell.
I do remember that, and there was a bump in the floor, man. I have fallen on anything, but yeah, guys, if you want to go check that out, I think it's on Periscope, actually. I was racing one of the pros, and it was like my second time on an Iohawk, and it didn't work out too well.
It's on my camera.
Is it really? Well, you have to send that to me. I'll blog it out. My fans would love seeing me fall.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, and so you were wearing a Harry Potter outfit too, and you were looking good, girl. You had that the Harry Potter thing. It wasn't Halloween, but you were working it. So this is a pretty cool event, guys. So how do people support the event and get involved if they're looking to do that?
If they want to support the event, you guys can go ahead and call me 657-278-2249. You can email me mask@fullerton.edu. If you're interested in participating, our website is csus.pitch.com.
Awesome. Okay, guys, so that's what you need to do. So, Mary, don't go anywhere. We have to go to a quick commercial break because, you know, we got to pay the bills. But you guys listen to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting. It's podcast radio, baby. Download my application, ERICZULEY. These are a couple of people that support Easy Way. We'll be right back.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it.
Hey guys, Diamond Angel here. I'm here to tell you why you should download the Eric Zuli app for free. Get the easy way experience on the go. Events, shows, fan wall, interviews, coverage, all our blogs, social media, promote your music to the great. Get notifications and updates for free, and you get to join Easy Way on all of its fun adventures. EasyWay has over 250,000 followers, 3 verified accounts, and been endorsed by some of the largest producers, celebrities, and public figures. Visit your Apple or Android store today and download the Eric Zuli app for free. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
Yeah, guys, we'll do it the easy way. And we are back on Easy Talk Live. Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate all that information. That's our lovely Easy Way Angel, Sarah. And we're back with my man, Judge Joe Brown's in the house. What's up, Judge?
Hey, the judge is in the house, just like you said. How's everything?
Oh, everything's great, brother. Everything's great. I got so much to catch you up on. You know, God is just waving his hand around us, and we're making a lot of moves, opening a lot of doors for a lot of people. And, you know, we actually I don't know where she went. She was supposed to stay on the line with us, but we had Mary, which is a friend of mine who works with a company called Iohawk, which is one of those hoverboards. And
yeah.
They're doing a big event at Cal State Fullerton to help showcase young students' inventions and entrepreneurs, and they're doing like a competition, and Wells Fargo and all these people are involved, and so it's this big thing we're getting ready for on Saturday. And I know you're really about the youth, you're really about supporting education, and I wanted to introduce you to her, but she dropped off, so I'm gonna have to text her and say, hey, come back.
all right, well,
how you been, man?
I'm okay, doing fine, feeling better. I was under the weather a little bit, but that passed, and, you know, life goes on, got projects moving and doing things, so here it is. What would you have of me today?
Well, we're gonna have to talk because we've had some discussions with some technology that want to help make us like a Time Warner or like a Roku, have our own box. You know, we've been in a lot of meetings with distribution channels and networks. We just had a meeting with a network that has 4 million subscribers, and they're a faith-based inspirational, family-oriented network with about 100 channels. Right now, our channel on Film On is the number third channel under entertainment, and we've only had our channel for 3 months. And so we've gotten a lot of headway, a lot of amazing stuff happening with that. And so we're moving, moving in a lot of different directions for distribution and outreaching. And, you know, I know that you got a ton of stuff, and I definitely want to help you. You're my friend. You want to help me. I'm your friend. And that's what it's all about, guys. The reason I'm bringing this all up is because so many people look at people as competition. And yeah. I want to kind of change people's mindset. You know, like, if you look at people as collaboration and everybody gets a piece of the pie, everybody can eat, and that greed doesn't set in, it just moves so much stronger. And I've had so many people. I was on Hollywood Boulevard. I was at WCOBM Network. They were interviewing me on Hollywood and Vine. And
okay.
And I was with that guy Robert. He played in Weird Science and Nightmare on M Street. And you know, we were doing some fun stuff in front of the studio. And there's some people that were coming up. And I had four or five people that recognized me. They walked up to me and said, "Hey, can I get a picture with you? Hey, I love what you're doing. I'm one of your biggest fans." And that's all from social media. And one particular person really said something that stood out to me. He said that your brand and what you're doing is so unselfish, and it's like you're getting more famous because you're helping others and you want to work with so many brands. It really clicked, and I didn't even realize that. But that's what I'm doing. And so I'm giving you guys a message that's listening. You know, if you're a TV company, don't be afraid to work with numerous other TV companies on a social media internet perspective. It's a whole different mindset now. The big networks, everything's changing. It's all moving to IPTV. It's all moving to a whole new transition. It's all collaboration. And that's how social media works. That's how internet works. Would you agree, Joe?
I think you're right. And it's a case of, do you want to have a lone wolf situation or a wolf pack?
Exactly. So how's your show going, man? Remember, Easy Way Broadcasting, guys, Easy Talk Live. This is where you get all the exclusives, all the best information from all my friends and all the movements and what they got going on. So give us the 411, man. How's your show going? How's your projects happening?
Okay. We've got True Verdict coming along nicely for fall next year. We've got another talk show thing that ought to be very interesting, and we are progressing steadily on this thing with women first responders down in Miami, fire department, police department. Ought to be interesting. There's a group of Miami female cops that patrol South Beach in string bikinis with their guns in their leather purses. It's really weird. They kind of look like they ought to be from Central Casting in a Hollywood studio, but they're actual cops, and it's quite interesting. I like going down there and doing the work. It's, shall we say, quite scenic.
Oh wow! Cool. I heard bikinis. That caught my attention. I heard bikinis and guns.
Yes.
That's talk about more bikinis and guns. What? No, I'm kidding. Cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. In other words, you go down there and you say, "Hey, man, look, government employees aren't supposed to look like this. You know, this looks like a Schwarzenegger movie. You know."
Yeah. So what about distribution? Do you have any word on the networks and where this stuff is going to pop up on?
Well, I'm told it's selling pretty well. We got a group of people that ordinarily did high-profile music and rap. They decided they wanted to expand, so they jumped into financing and put their distribution network there, and we bought in some people who do sales and that kind of thing, and it's looking pretty good. We've got quite a few markets on board at the moment. So NAPTI's coming up second week of January, and by that time I think we'll have everything where we need it to be.
Cool. So you're getting ready for the new year. Well, don't forget about your boy, man. I haven't had a chance to follow up with your producer.
Definitely won't.
So,
your Miss Sophia Alvarez there has been very helpful, and we've got her. At least I've got the 411, so we can send her smoke signals or sound of the drums to communicate about it.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I want to give a great big shout-out to Sophia Alvarez. She's our operations director for Easy Way Broadcasting. And you guys got to remember something. You're only as good as the team that you choose to surround yourself with and the decisions you make in building that team. And, you know, a lot of my success is given to my awesome team. Sophia, there's no words to describe and say thank you to the follow-ups and everything that she's done and the packages and she's been putting together. She keeps Easy Way Radio going. And, you know, I'm moving in a lot of different directions and meetings. And we actually have a show, a live in-studio radio show. In fact, Judge, you're gonna have to come down and fly down here. Because we're going to be linking back up with Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles Radio and TV with a studio that has 8 different microphones and can hold about 50 people in it. So if you've seen Big Boy's Neighborhood.
That sounds good.
Yeah, if you've seen Big Boy's Neighborhood, if you've seen if you've seen Dish Nation, you know, it's going to be a show kind of like that, only we just recently linked up with Thump Universal. And Universal Music Group is a distribution with a label that we're creating. So we're going to come in-house with all the vehicles to be able to help people. So it's literally going to be a radio show that's going to have big guests and as well as opportunities. And then we have a membership situation attached to it. We're actually going to be doing a little tribute to my very good friend, God rest his soul, Sam Sarpong. Unfortunately, you know, he passed away.
Yeah, my condolences.
Thank you so
much.
He was one of my best friends. I knew Sam for over 11 years. I was his in-house blogger. You know, we always worked together on many things. There's tons of content, and you know, I just gotta say out there, you know, to the media and what they're saying, he committed suicide, and I don't believe that that's the case. I think that they're going off some sources that they're wrong. There's going to be some other information that's coming out, and this is my personal opinion, and I'm at freedom of speech in USA. I can say whatever I want. I've known Sam for well over 11 years. He was like a brother to me. And Sam never touched a drug. He never did any alcohol, never drank alcohol. He was almost allergic to it. You know, he never did anything but try to help people. And there's no way in him being in his right mind that he would take his own life. And so I'm just throwing that out there. You know, I want to keep his legacy alive as positively as possible. And, you know, I'm actually, if you don't mind, Joe, I have some music from Sam that really hasn't really been released yet, but he gave me this music. And you guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm going to play this song. It's actually called Believe in Yourself. This is an inspiring show, guys. It's we do the PP scenario, the PP movement, which is positive programming, positive promotion, power of positive. It's all about staying positive, guys. So me and JoJo Brown will be right back, guys. I want you guys to enjoy the song. It's called Believe in Yourself. God rest your soul, Sam. I love you, brother. And this is one of Sam's songs called Believe in Yourself from Sam Sarpong, the face of Tommy Hilfiger. Love Don't Cost a Thing, MTV's Yo Mama. He had an amazing career, and let's keep it positive, baby.
Yeah, you know, sometimes in life we all go through that struggle, but we gotta create our own destiny and run our own race. The race is over, to hell with the chasing. Got my own lane, my own situation. This is my time and this is my moment. Watch me shine and watch how I own it. Been running for a long time, looking to the next lane. But half the people in the world ain't showing pain. They don't know the struggle, they don't know the grind. They only see the glance, they only see the shine. So many dues that I paid on the avenue. So many jobs that I did for no revenue. I had a big plan with a big goal. And now I'm big time, so I can unfold. Come and go, but I'm still around, and I'ma make it, born with a strong mind, watch. blame my own situation. This is my time and this is my moment. Watch me shine and watch how I own it.
Same haters from the past, now they see me on my marathon. No sleep, no rest till the early morn. Had a sacrifice to my own fam. Now they see results, now they understand. None easy, kids, believe me. Reach for the stars, know it ain't breezy. But in the long run, you gon' stand tall. You gon' be around for the long haul. To the metal, and I'm still pounding. Belief race supreme, only way to go. You got the afterlife and the after show. So let it all hang, let it all out. Keep your faith high, let them all shout. Yeah, I'ma let them know we about to blow. We playing with house money, so watch us go.
The race is over, to hell with the chasing. Got my own lane, my own situation. This is my time and this is my moment. Watch me shine and watch how I own it.
Fast. And I'm running in the fast lane. Last mile now, so I'ma maintain. Did the hard work, and it's payoff. Fourth quarter, and this is playoff. Need a new ring, I'm a new champ. Call me Ali, got my own stamp. Never look back, only go for. Race is over, fam, I'm on shore.
All right, all right, all right. That's what's up. That was Believe in Yourself with Sam Sarpong. God rest his soul. My prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Judge. My prayers to Mr. Sarpong, the family, the sisters, the brothers, the whole family. We love you guys. We got your back. We're supporting you all the way. And so we have a caller coming in, guys. And remember too, I want to throw it out there, guys. Remember, we are opening a lot of doors. If you keep following us, if you download my app, that's the simplest way. Eric Zulli on your Apple or your Android phone. You can actually be able to be involved in all these things that we're doing. We're moving on a lot of different directions. I've had some people say I'm like a digital Dick Clark. I've had some people say I'm like a Ryan Seacrest. I keep telling everybody I'm me. And if I'm following in certain types of footsteps, it is what it is. But I know internet, and I'm building an empire on it. And I'm blessed, so blessed to have some wonderful support from some very wonderful people. And speaking of wonderful people, we got the fans. Got to give a shout out to the fans. We got a caller, 5406, last digits of your phone number. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Bob calling from Newport. And I've listened to your show in the past, but I kind of enjoy when I have people on there more of a similar age. And I can relate a little bit to them. And you have Judge Joe Brown on the phone, I guess.
Judge Joe Brown,
Bob,
is the man.
Judge is in the house.
And,
well,
and
hello,
we are
Judge
in the house.
Joe Brown. It's a pleasure talking to you, sir. It's I'm one of your fans from back in the 90s, and I have to tell you that, you know, I go back to the 50s as far as listening to programs, but in the recent, when I say recent, in the last 20 years, things changed with this reality stuff and the court series and so on, and I think you are one of the most commonsensical judges that I've ever heard with your arbitration and your what
it was arbitration
out,
yeah,
what totally made sense compared to a lot of people with high emotions and this and that, and where you always maintain your steady on that, and you experienced what was going on and you put your thoughts into it, and you always seem to come up with, yeah, that makes sense type thing, and I don't see that a lot. You always kept your composure, and you were probably one of the best ones I've ever heard on there. So I'll give you credit
that. Thank you. Yeah. You know, you talked about this one thing, emotional bit. You know, I used to get this excuse. I'd say, why did you do that? I was emotional. That's no excuse. I mean, a whole lot of criminal activity has been committed because somebody is emotional. You know, that's why they have a lot of people on death row. You know,
yeah.
Hey. control yourself. Hollywood was interesting. They didn't like my approach to duty, honor, obligation, responsibility, accountability, and a sense of humor. It was always just do what you want to do in isolation without concern for anybody but yourself, and that doesn't work out too well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with your persona and attitude, it would like to see you on the ballot, but I know at this stage of the game, probably one of the last things we would want to do is get on the ballot. But I don't know. It seems like retirement is something that everybody puts off, but you seem to be keeping pretty busy, and I give you a lot of credit for that. But I did want to call in and say I really enjoyed your show, and I wish more people had your attitude and common sense towards things. It would go a lot further. But
thank you.
Thank you much, and I just wanted to say hi to everybody, and I appreciate you.
Hey, I love you, man.
Thank
you so much for calling in, and you made my day. We really appreciate you guys. Make sure to check out our fans page and then the website, because we'll be posting a lot of follow-up pictures and videos and whatever we can, especially what you were talking about. Maybe we can get some stuff from Judge to, appreciate you for calling in and taking your time to express your fan feelings. We appreciate it.
Thank you much, guys. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right.
I think his name is Bob. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you so much for calling in. So we got our special guest that we've been waiting for calling in. This is a producer, which has done stuff with really major studios. Her name is Leslie. She was on our Baby Boomers live show with my dad and Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers. It was a great show. I loved what she had to say. She was very positive, and we're all about the PP, positive programming, positive promotions. So we had to have her on. We're going to go to a quick commercial break here. And then when we come back, we're going to have her come on and talk to her a little bit about what she's got going on, her projects, and why she chose to go down the faith-based path. And you listen to Easy Way Broadcasting, guys. Judge, I appreciate you, man. Don't go anywhere. Oh, man, my voice is – I've been working too hard. We're going to have some – We're going to have some fun, guys. All right, so remember, and tune in and download the application. There's a lot of fun stuff. We're going to have a lot of opportunities coming up for you guys. EasyWayBroadcasting.com, guys, on EasyWay, on WTV Networks distribution and Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
EasyWay Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
All right, guys. All right, all right, all right. Hello, Leslie.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thank you. It's a fun show. I loved being on it a couple weeks ago, and I'm thrilled to be invited to be back.
Correction. Leslie, you are in the Easy Way domicile. You are not on the same show. You're on the same network.
Oh, okay.
This is Easy Talk Live. It's a little bit of a different show. Welcome.
Easy Talk. Okay.
Yes.
I got
My name is Eric Zuli. I own the network, and we're accompanied by my good friend Judge Joe Brown, which is my co-host on the show here. And I was the one that was listening to your show, and you were with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
And
you sounded familiar to me. nice to meet you in person, actually, on this show.
Pleasure to meet
and
you.
And hello,
too.
By the way.
Hi, Judge.
All right.
So
you have a great voice for a judge. Yeah, we produce faith-based movies. We have one that runs on TBN once a year on the miracle survivors of 9/11. It won 5 Dove Awards, lots of film festivals and all, and it's really a shocking thing to think of those people who miraculously escaped the Twin Towers coming down. And then our actors in L.A. Acted out the scene, so it was a docudrama, which was a really cool show.
Awesome.
That
okay.
sounds interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and Leslie,
yeah,
we're going to
can actually, if you want to see that, you can stream it on Trinity Broadcasting Network, I believe. They told me that they're now streaming, so that's kind of cool. It's called Day of Miracles.
Hey, Leslie, have you ever heard of the Revelation Network?
No, I have not. Is that something new?
TRN is a very big IPTV network. They're one of our associates, and I have a channel. I have a channel on Film On, and we're very big supporters of inspirational, positive programming, faith-based programming.
Uh-huh.
And you
uh-huh.
and I are definitely going to have to talk because I could help you with distribution on a lot of the stuff that you have, and then we
uh-huh.
also work. Yeah, you know, we work with a lot of business-to-business organizations that may be interested in advertising and sponsoring your content.
That would be great. Yeah, because we just finished a one-hour special. I mentioned it on the other show, Celebrity Miracles, and it has Angelina Jolie, The Rock, Mark Wahlberg, Pacino, Omar Sharif. Just before he passed, I did an intimate interview with him on recovering from gambling. That was his addiction, his lifelong addiction. And I was interviewing him, and I said, I understand you're not gambling anymore. And he said, yes, one day I walked out when the sun was rising and wrote a check for everything I owned in the world at a casino. And he said, the next year I was able to do something on the stock market and go back, and I bought the casino. And he said, I know now that anybody who is addicted to gambling is going to lose.
Oh, wow. That's
and
pretty
that's
cool.
from Omar Sharif.
That's really accomplishing to have that much of a cast on any project. Do you mind if I ask you, you know, what were some of the steps that you took in pulling that off? Because I know that when you're doing a film or a documentary or a TV show, the number one first piece is to get the cast, is to get those names, because the names helps you get funding, correct?
Well, I did over 60 shows called Star Power, and throughout those 60 shows, I traveled the world, and I happened to meet Omar Sharif on an airline on the way to London, and he asked the stewardess if he could sit beside me during the movie, and I said, if you bring some popcorn. So that's how we met. But anyway, throughout the years, God gave me amazing contacts to various people along the way, and it was just my heart and my spirit praying that brought about inspirational interviews rather than what's your latest diamond or movie or dress that gets old fast. I even one time asked Rod Steiger on the red carpet, because he'd been married to the same woman for a while. I said, what's your secret to a great marriage? And they both looked at us and started laughing. The next year he wasn't with her. So I learned my lesson. They don't last very long in Hollywood. But the latest thing that I'd like to talk to everybody about is in my heart is the political world that's happening right now. Ben Carson is making his rounds to the various churches and all these different people, all the different avenues. And what I have been praying recently is really, really only from God. And one of them is I have personally talked to people who said that ISIS are having dreams about a man with a white robe saying, stop killing my people. And the person that's having the dream said, who are your people? And he said, the ones you are killing. And he stopped wanting to kill. Now, his daughter in the morning, he said, I had an unusual dream. And, of course, he didn't want to bring it up because you could get killed for these dreams. And the daughter said, I had it too, Daddy. So, anyway, that's going on over there. So God's taking care of that. But what I would like everybody to join with me in is praying about America as a revival. We need a spiritual revival in America so we can get good people like the judge in office and godly people. And I don't care what kind of side of the political world you're on, we need to pray about it. And my prayer is that angels are wingtip to wingtip across America, and that as we sleep, we are awakening to want peace and awakening to want a Christian world, a godly world, a world with healing, especially in America. We need that more than we need anything else.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I appreciate you doing that. I support that, guys. I agree. I think Judge would be great in office and to be able to make some differences. I think that I don't really get too far into the political arena, but I do hope that there's some changes more towards the godly direction. Let's just say that. Let me ask you a question, Leslie. This was a very unique question that was asked to me, and I have to steal it and present it to you. In your career path, I mean, well, first of all, before I ask this question, let's talk a little bit about you and how you built your career and you know, let's get to know you a little bit more. Like, tell us more about yourself and how did you get yourself in the positions that you're in now today?
I grew up in orphanages, in and out of foster homes, and because my mother was married when she was 14, had me on her 15th birthday. That marriage didn't go very far, obviously. But after that, my mother, with three little children, became Mrs. Wyoming in the Mrs. America pageant. And so as I grew up, even though I wasn't with her a lot, never with my father, of course, all I remember were the pictures of her as this pretty lady with flowers in her arms, and she was flown to New York. It was a big thing for Wyoming in those days. Anyway, so as I got to my senior year in high school in California, my mother put me in the local beauty contest because I was so shy. I grew up very shy because I never had any friends because we moved all the time and all that. And I won the first contest, Miss Fullerton, and from there the different photographers sponsored me to be another contest. I quickly won Miss Los Angeles, and then I became Miss Hawaii, and I won a tour around the world with Miss Universe in many, many different countries. And from there, it was like all downhill. The photographers kept wanting me to be in this film and that film. I never liked being in front of the camera in movies because I thought that was boring, but I really loved behind the scenes putting it together and making it happen. And so I co-produced my first film on my 21st birthday, and it was just a silly little family film that was really cute, a musical, kind of an Elvis Presley and Margaret. It was from that era thing. And from there, I just everything that I touched my heart, I thought people should be touched. So I started producing films.
Okay.
And what made you go down the Christian route, the faith-based route?
Well, I left God for like 20 years because when I was a kid, it was a kind of religion where everything was a sin, it was negative, you couldn't wear makeup, you couldn't go to the show, you know, one of those dogmatic ones. And so I thought, if God's like that, I don't think that's what I want. But I ended up living on the streets in Hollywood, because I kept giving away my power to rich and famous men that kept taking me on secret trips here and there and so forth. I dated very famous people in those days when it was something to date in the White House. I dated someone there. I dated the Shah of Iran and really, really amazing, strong political people. And because of that, I kept giving my power away thinking, well, I must be okay if they think I'm okay because of being in orphanages. And little by little, I lost my power. I lost my home. I ended up sleeping in the car overnight. And then I ended up not having a place to live. And while I camped on church doorsteps, that brought me back to God. I started writing my experience. And from there, I wrote a book with 200 women that we interviewed. My co-author was Ted Schwartz, who writes best-selling books Every year he wrote the Marilyn Monroe story, the Kennedys, and Peter Lawford story, all at the same time he was writing mine called Kept Women. And if at least 20 girls didn't have the same incident, we didn't put it in there. But it was about women giving their power away, so it became a psychology book in which I listed all the different places that women could go to get help. And I never blamed the men for their abusive relationships. I blamed it on the fathers who left the girls, and they would pick the wrong men over and over and over. So anyway, from there, we wrote the script, and it's a very suspenseful, spiritual script about angel warfare and human trafficking, and we're just finishing that script up.
Oh, wow. And Judge, chime in at any time. Feel free to interrupt me anytime. Interrupt and ask questions and you know, whatever
you
feel.
You got a role going on today.
Well, Eric and I understand each other, I think. But if there's anyone out there that needs a last-minute tax write-off, we do all of this through our nonprofit, and it's on miraclefilms.com. And if you want a tax write-off, you can donate to our nonprofit and before the first of the year. That's a good way for us to be able to do our faith-based films. They're all true stories. Everything we do is based on a real story, and we just keep putting the films out there hoping that we're going to reach different lives. The one that we're doing right now, we're in pre-production, is for the Hispanic American audiences to come together. And it's a true story, anti-bullying film. And this boy comes out of a coma and becomes a high school wrestling champion. So we give the solution, not just the problem of the bullying. We believe that you can build self-esteem, and we have some great people working with us on that.
I love it. Well, you know, okay. Leslie, we do a lot of off the top stuff. So it's just spur of the moment, just off the top, whatever comes to your mind. And my question to you, because we have our awesome celebrity co-host on the show here, Mr. Judge Joe Brown, if you were to just right now, just off the top of your head, create a scenario, you know, create a a treatment of some sort, like for a show or a movie, and you were to create around Judge Joe Brown, let's see how quick off the top you can do. Like, what would you call it? What would you do it? Give us this, like a little mini script, or you know, let's see, you know what I mean?
Okay. Is that okay, Judge?
Hey, flattery or the truth will get you everywhere. Take your choice or in between. Go ahead.
What comes to my mind, since I don't know you personally, but you sound like a great guy, I would start with the scales, and I would say Balanced is the name of the show, and I would have different issues and different two people on each side of an issue, and you would host that. And bring forth the right and the left of the spiritual and the ungodly people together, and I think you'd be wonderful doing that.
You cheated. You had that prepared. That was too good.
No, I didn't.
That was pretty good off the top of your head.
I heard his voice, and he sounds very spiritual.
That's deep, right off of the top of your head. There you go.
Okay, let
me. Sounds very spiritual.
You're pretty good off the top, so I'm gonna. You guys, come on, let's give her a round of applause. That was pretty good. Okay.
Hey.
So Leslie, my next question to you, and this is what came to me yesterday when I was in a meeting, and it was a shocking question, but it was really a really good question. Two things. In your life, in your career, what's the stupidest move that you've made, and what's the best move that you've made?
Oh, that's easy. My first movie was Valley of the Dolls as a model actress type. And that was a strong movie. And it was just new to the industry. It was my very first film. And they convinced me that I should take my clothes off and be in the swimming pool with Patty Duke's husband. And I got drunk the night before and drunk the night after, and I never took my clothes off in a movie again.
Wow, okay.
So I can give that advice to actors and actresses because it will always haunt you. It will always haunt you.
Well, yeah, you got a negative image on that one going. What is it? Kim Kardashian, you know, she did that porn thing with Ray J when she was 19, and
That's about the only claim to fame she has, and I run into a lot of girls, young girls, when I'm talking to high school students who say they want to do that. That's how to get somewhere. Bad.
Well, she has a show.
It's how to get nowhere. It's how to get nowhere.
Remember, Let me say this real quick. I have a millennial audience, so let's not bash him too bad. She is on
a
show.
People
do make not the best decisions, but she did advance her career, and she's trying to. What I've noticed is she actually is trying to kind of make up for it a little bit. She is, you know, working with schools and a lot of charity, a lot of positive things. But everybody's entitled.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, she is trying to do some positive things.
Happens when you're young. You're guided by the wrong people.
Yes, definitely. You and I need to be producers on it, Leslie. We need to produce the show around Judge Balance. I like that name. And think about that. You know,
no
I'm
problem.
On the
Are you in L.A., Judge?
Well, sometimes. Right now, I am in Germantown/Memphis, Tennessee. I've been going through a divorce that's been lasting a while. Got the divorce California style, so the property stuff hasn't been resolved, and there's a real fight on that. So,
we're sorry to hear that.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Move on in life, and, you know, bachelor status is once again staring me in the face. So,
well, she'll be sorry once we put you on
again.
Television. Once you're on television and a movie star, she'll be sorry.
Oh, yeah, and by the way,
she'll miss you.
I don't know
she'll
if
miss
you heard
you big
what
time.
By the way, I don't know if you heard what I said earlier in the show, but I've got another one, a True Verdict with Judge Joe Brown starting fall next year. So that's they're running some promos on that from KTLA Channel 5 for whatever it's worth.
I know KTLA well.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I guess they cornered the judge market. They had me, Judge Judy, Maybelline Ephraim for divorce court. Everybody was taping on that lot. They didn't carry us, but everybody taped on that lot, you know. So... I guess they decided they wanted Judy and I on their stable this time coming up, so let's see where that goes.
I like your title.
You know?
It's a good title.
Yeah. It's interesting working with that group. It's like, you know, you're talking about the Christian aspect of things, trying to get a principle out there. I used to have the most interesting war with them between them wanting to just make it emotive drama with no point to it and trying to keep a point. And I made a bet with some of the executives from Paramount one time. And I said, you know what? I will bet you X amount of dollars. It was a big figure that I can pick every one of your Paramount movies is going to be a hit and every one that'll be a flop. So I wound up batting 1,000. So they wanted to know how I did it. I said, it's simple. You just take the old time formula, whether you're talking about Greco-Roman plays or Shakespeare or an old John Wayne movie, the movie that has a point to it and expresses it well will be a hit. The movie that doesn't have a point and you're just talking about a novel way of directing stuff, that's going to be a flop because you haven't said anything. You may make it an Oscar winner, but it's going to be a flop at the box office.
Well, I'll tell you one show to look for right now, Judge. It's called War Room. It's doing very well in the theaters. It was very low budget, and it's about using prayer to fight the battles in marriage and divorces and it's a really good film. I would recommend it to people. I would recommend people use prayer.
Yeah, that it works.
100%.
It's the only thing that works that I know.
So guys, we're gonna go to another. This show also has I want to definitely make sure everybody remembers the positiveness of Sam Sarpong. God rest his soul. Like I said, my friend did pass away, and it's all over CNN and all this stuff. But I want to keep the positive on him. I'm gonna play another song, don't go anywhere, Leslie. Don't go anywhere, Judge. And play another song by Sam Sarpong. And these are songs that aren't even really out. They haven't really been pushed, but like I said, he was a personal friend of mine, and he is just such an amazing person. I want to feature his talent. So this song is called Fresh Kids. He was all about the kids, and he actually performed this song at our Community Santa toy drive with over 2,000 mothers and kids that came, and the celebrities were given gifts to the kids. And this is a video that's on YouTube if you guys want to check it out. So this song is called Fresh Kids by Sam Sarpong, and you guys listen to Easy Talk Live with Judge Joe Brown and Leslie. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. We'll be right back.
With the freshest kids, see how we do with it, peep out how it is we live, cause we the freshest kids, come kick it with the freshest kids, see how we do with it, peep out how it is we live, cause we the freshest kids, cause we the freshest kids, the football fresh kids, the football fresh kids. Place, yo, I came here to jam.
Okay.
We gon' party all night. Hope you came with your fam. Bring your girls and your crew, cause the bar's on me. You see me on the runway, oh yeah, and BET. So now we take it worldwide when we come to your town. You the stars be my clique, and we the dopest around. So yo, get on the dance floor and let me see what you got. You looking like a naughty girl, and it's making me hot. So I'ma dance tonight like tonight is my last. Sexy girl in my lap and we having a blast.
Cause I'll be the first kiss on the block.
Fun little song, huh? It just gets the vibe moving. I love that song. Kick it with the freshest kids. All right, guys, we're back. Easy Talk Live. Easy Way Broadcasting. We got Leslie, the producer extraordinaire, faith-based producer extraordinaire, and Judge Joe Brown here on the show. If you're just tuning in, go back. Don't miss anything. It's been a great show. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of good information. And so my last question for Leslie, Leslie's a very established producer. She's got a project with Angelina Jolie, The Rock, and all these amazing people. She has a very amazing, inspiring story. Remember, this is an interactive show, guys. So if you have any questions for Leslie or Judge Joe Brown or myself, hit our fans page up or my app, and then you can talk to us directly. But Leslie, my last question for you is going to be very, very specific and kind of like religious, faith-based. Now, the you know, Hollywood and entertainment industry kind of frowns upon religion. Would you agree?
Majority.
Okay. Well, the reason, there's something we're doing called Faith in Hollywood, and I know that you're a very faith-based person, and you came through Sophia. What do you think we can do to, I guess you could say, maybe grab the people that are in the entertainment field that want to support God, that want to support faith, that are not afraid to support that? You know, if you were to do anything, what do you think that we can do to try to, you know, support that movement, support God, support faith, support, you know, Christians, Catholics? I mean, all faiths are great, but, you know, I know that you're,
well,
you know, you...
I'll tell you what one of the organizations that I know of that's very big is doing, and it's media in prayer. And what they do is every month they pick one big star or one big producer, and they pray for him to meet God and to do faith-based films, to not only change their lives, but to change their work. And I believe...
Oh, well, we lost her. I mean, maybe that was...
Whoa,
very,
boy.
I don't understand that one. You know, whenever... It's weird, Judge. I don't get it. And maybe I'll end up dropping off. Whenever I talk about God and faith-based stuff, they just drop off. I don't know if someone's watching my show and pressing a button or what. But I had one other question for her, which is an interactive situation for the fans out there and anybody that wants to support this movement. You know, maybe any opportunities to get into her projects or whatever she's doing. But man, that was an interesting show. She had... I loved her story. I really did. You know,
that was a very different one. And I did see Valley of the Dolls. That was back when. This is a different kind of movie.
Yeah,
like you said.
She's established. She's doing some. We'll definitely have to talk to her off air. But this has been an awesome show, and you know, Judge, like I said, you're gonna have to come down and check out our studio and what the show we're gonna be doing. We also have a 25,000 square foot studio and a network with about close to four million subscribers that we're going to be joint venturing with and getting a channel on top of our channel being the third channel on film on entertainment. And so, you know, we're you know, creating content, we're creating an empire here, and the app is going to be a way for you guys to interact with anything that we're involved in. We have a lot of members only events coming up, guys. We have the Rose Diamond Awards coming up. We have the Dance Choreographers Awards, which used to be the World Dance Awards, coming up. We have the Hollywood Music and Media Awards with Hollywood Reporter. We have a lot of different things in Mission Viejo. We're partnering up with the mayor of Mission Viejo. And everything's on our website. Everything's on the app, guys. So download the app. It's all right there on the calendar. Keep in touch with the movement. And I know, Judge, we were talking about one other topic about, you know, family. And you were telling me some stuff behind the scenes. You know, one thing I wanted to promote, guys, is my dad is looking at doing kind of a program for kids that don't have dads. And if you know of anybody that, you know, one, with Christmas is coming up, we're going to try to do the best we can to get presents for inner city families for, you know, parents that are not able to give their kids a good Christmas, or vice versa, kids that don't have families. And if anybody wants to support that movement, hit my app up and hit me up, and let's all support that together. But I know you wanted to talk a little bit about family, Judge.
Oh, yeah. It's very important, and we've got a big breakdown in that these days. And that was one of the downsides of what I ran into in Hollywood for the 15 years that I was doing that first show. It's the idea of a family was somehow repugnant to the people. They'd have one on the side, a lot of the directors, executives, and so forth, they'd have it. But what they would advocate would be almost anti-family. They'd have one, and, you know, they didn't like their wives involved in what they were doing, so there was a separate world. They called it business, and wives didn't need to be involved in business.
and they'd keep them over here, but they'd be dutiful about their obligations, but then they would insist on putting stuff out that was almost nihilistic. In other words, they wanted to get rid of value and standards. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about any particular religion's value system or any philosophical set of values. It's just a universal one of being fair, deal with equity, deal with ethics when you deal with people, be straight up with somebody. And they didn't like that. They wanted to get rid of standards. And like I said earlier, duty, honor, obligation, responsibility, and accountability were like words that they did not like me to utter. I would have constant debate about it. Why do you keep bringing this up? Well, you know, manhood, womanhood. I mean, if you want to get your freak on and do something else, that's your right, your business too. But, I mean, we do have to have people who will stand for something and do something because it's the right thing to do. Feel good about doing the right thing. But there was a resistance to that. It's just like no standards at all. Do your thing and forget everybody else. Devil take the hindmost type idea. So that was interspersed with something that I thought was not good for the country. I've seen over the last 45 years a great de-emphasis on masculinity. And it's kind of got the yin-yang thing in imbalance right now. Women are entitled to their rights. They've had a long, hard road over the centuries, and they need to be truly equal. But on the other hand, there needs to be a balance. It doesn't need to be anti-man.
Yeah, I agree.
And you see, it's sort of like, I'll tell you, it's a case that was my favorite case ever, but they did not air it. This guy had been in special ops in the Army for 18 years. Well, his career with the military was 18 years. He had been wounded a number of times, so after a series of these, he took retirement. So he returns to the New York area, to New Jersey, to visit his grandmother. So they've got all these crack dealers selling crack out there, and they're recruiting these kids to run the dope for them. He tells them to get off the block. He winds up trying to do something about it. He wound up doing 9 years in the penitentiary because of that. So he gets out, and he fails to report that he has a felony conviction, and he winds up getting hired to do asbestos removal for $92 an hour, all right? He doesn't waste the money. He winds up buying 26 trucks and winds up with 125 employees doing installation. He's not a dishonest man. They have 911. They do background checks, find out he's got the felony record. Okay, they fire him from the asbestos removal, but by now his business is working. He comes to me because this woman complains that she loaned him $5,000 and he refuses to pay her back. Well, turns out it wasn't a loan. He got $5,000 from her and put $120,000 of his own money with it and set up an irrevocable trust with her three children as the beneficiaries to pay for a college fund. And then, of course, he's evil and mistreats her children because he makes them go upstairs and do their homework at 8 o'clock and sits there with them while they're doing their homework, and that's evil because he won't let them play their video games. And then when she moves her sister in there, he's evil because he puts her two nephews and a niece in the same program. You got to go do this. Then he's wrong because he caused her to lose her car. Well, she got it towed because of too many tickets. He got it back out, got it repaired. He'd bought a brand new Buick cash, and he gave her the keys, and by now he's married. She's mad at him because he's married, and she refuses to get on a subway because it's too cold to take her 7, 9, and 11-year-old children out when it's 44 degrees in New York to go pick the car. So that
sounds like good parenting.
Fault.
Sounds like good parenting
yeah.
to me.
Yeah. So anyway, next thing, she's been separated from her husband for 14 years. This guy offers to pay for a divorce. She doesn't want to get the divorce because she thinks there's some benefit she may lose. So mm-hmm. he says, okay, I got tired of that, so I found a good woman, got married. So my parting gift to her was I prepaid her rent for 2 years in a 3-bedroom condo downtown Manhattan, and this woman is not satisfied. Mm-hmm. So the producers are sitting there, why did you rule for him? Well, why not? You know, he didn't borrow any money from this woman. He got the car for her. She was too lazy to get it. And everything he did was for her benefit. I mean, what did he do wrong? Well, she was emotional. Her feelings are hurt. So what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get your point.
Yeah, so anyway, they wouldn't even air that thing. And that case kind of just puts all of this in perspective. He did penitentiary time, but I would get cases where, okay, what are you suing this person for? Well, she ran up $3,680 on my phone bill for accepting collect calls from somebody in the penitentiary on the very weak wish that he would straighten up once he got out. Well, this guy did. He had 125 employees, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
What's to complain about? He did this woman well. But you see, they didn't want to get into that because they said it wasn't dramatic enough. You know, so I
yeah.
just said there's no way I'm going to take a dive on this. I'm ruling for this man. He gets
well,
diverted,
you know. Judge, if you have any news or anything that any networks or anybody doesn't want to put out that's the like the other side, that's one of the things that we're going to be working on with Easy Way is we're actually going to be – well, we have created a contributor section on our network where you run your own stuff. It's like I own a home and you're renting a room, and you do what you want in your room. It's your thing. You have full power on it. So if you want, I can make you a contributor on the network. And so any stories that you want to put out where the other side's not being heard and someone's not picking it up, I mean, we're ranked higher than or ranked better right now than ABC. Our network is very, 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 really up there. So,
I'm telling
you know,
the guys to take you up on that. That's why we're talking to Ms. Alvarez. But one thing I want to point out on that about not playing it right,
mm-hmm.
I've noticed a new thing in politics these days to bring back to this subject. And there's an election coming up next year, and it should be made known.
Mm-hmm.
The networks, local stations particularly, need revenue, and it's dropping for them because operations like yours are great competition for them. They
mm-hmm.
are better run. So what they're doing is if a candidate doesn't give them a lot of ad money, since they no longer have that fairness doctrine in place, they will badmouth the candidate or push one against him who's been giving them a lot of advertising dollars. In other words, it's like you listen to some pundits talk about, oh, this candidate won the debate, but then when you get the call in, that isn't the one that the people who were watching thought won a debate, let's say, but they
mm-hmm.
keep pushing it, and then you get behind, oh, okay, the one they keep pushing, even though it was an obvious failure, is the one that's put up all the advertising dollars. I mean, Trump's spoken on that. Barry Sanders has spoken on that. So that's Republican and Democrat. And I've noticed it in a lot of local elections around the country. The candidate that puts up the advertising money is not so much getting benefit from the commercial ad as he's getting benefit from the local media bad-mouthing his opponent because the opponent didn't put that up.
So that's the new dynamic that's out there. In other words, we don't have the fairness doctrine anymore. You have to give each side equal time or a neutral treatment. You push the person that gives you the advertising dollars, and you cut down the person that doesn't.
I get you. We don't work that way. Yeah, we work a little different. But so going on the topic of family, I was talking to a very major network owner yesterday, and she brought up an interesting point. She said that she went to a convention, and all the apps, they had like a lot of competitions and like what was the best app. And I guess there's a lot of apps. I don't know how many, but it could have been in the thousands. And all these apps, out of every single app, you know, like what was the most useful, I think, what it was. And out of every single app, you want to know the one that they ended up choosing that was like the top most useful app?
What was that?
It was an app that helps guide you on how to turn off your phone to be able to spend more time with your family. Is that crazy or what?
Yeah, that's crazy. We've got a different kind of thing going on today. Stuff that used to be exchanged between neighbors or people at the job or in places where people gathered no longer happens, and we have to use the wrong type of social media to communicate, and that isolates us. And we don't know how to deal with each other anymore. You got to get a dating app in order to find a date and a communication app to find a communication point. And we don't speak to each other. So we lose a lot, and we come up with the little, you know, three-line text or something that's a 5-10 second sound bite amongst ourselves these days, and we aren't in the habit of getting in, you know, sitting around the table having a debate on something like used to be the case. And there's a lot lacking now as a result of that, and we are losing interpersonal skills. I can remember I had arbitrated stuff where, okay, this guy lived half a block from this girl, and his aunt, I think, was suing him for running up a $4,000 cell phone bill because he lives literally about 75, 80 yards from where this girl lived. And he'd never walked down and introduced himself face-to-face. They kind of met online, so they would leave the cell phones on so they could hear each other breathing and fall asleep while the cell phone was on. And I just said, you know, that's kind of a little weird. You are half a football field away from somebody, and you've never gone down there and knocked on the door or taken the opportunity to say, just meet me out on the sidewalk, for goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just, wow.
Now, that's a little, you know, you need that Twilight Zone music in the background on that.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I wish I had that music. But guys, we have about 15 more minutes left on the show, and I want to remind everybody and tell you guys a little bit about the app, because a lot of people have been asking me what's the best way to follow what you have going on and how can it help you. If you go to your Apple or Android, your Google Play or your Apple Store, and you type in my name, ericzuley. You'll be able to download the app for free. Our events are on there. Our Easy Way TV channels, our episodes, our interviews. It tells you all about the app, all of our websites. We have a fan wall, which is like a miniature Twitter where you can talk to people. We have a mailing list, my Periscope. Now, here's a question I had for you, Judge. Periscope, are you familiar with Periscope?
No. Tell me what it's about.
Periscope is an independent-based, live, real-time broadcast application. So right now, as we speak, I could be putting my Periscope on, and the fans can interact by giving you hearts if they like your broadcast, and it's real-time live right there and then, maybe a couple seconds lag time. And you can, it's a social network and a live broadcast app. It's one of the biggest independent-based broadcast apps right now. Twitter just bought it for $100 million. They just partnered with Apple TV, so you can watch it on Apple TV now. And I'm one of the verified talents on Periscope. And I encourage you to download it on your phone or your tablet and do some Periscope broadcasts, because it's a really amazing tool and it's moving fast. And I can't go into too much, but let's just say I know that this is a technology that people are going to be using to not go to the stores as much and to be promoting themselves. I've already gotten 500, 600 new followers to all my other social media by taking people from Periscope and telling them to go follow my other social media. And you're literally meeting people all over the world, in Egypt, in Europe, in France, in Italy, in Africa. I mean, I can't believe how many people are following me from all over the world, but mainly my following is Los Angeles and Orange County. But I've been a big inspiration to celebrities. And ever since I've been on Periscope, I'm not saying I'm responsible for this, but Jamie Foxx is on there. Johnny Depp is on there. Quentin Aaron's on there. Adrian Paul from Highlander. And people that you see me having pictures with, people that follow my social media, people that follow my Twitter, people are really starting to hit it. And, you know, it's just a really fun app. So I encourage you to get it, and we can have some fun with all of our fans. And it's another way for fans to interact with celebrities, which is what Easy Way is all about. Also, guys,
I have to compliment you on this. See, you do the good type of thing with the social media and the net. You dispense information that's helpful. You disseminate knowledge. That's a great thing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate
a real
that.
Great thing. And that's not nearly as common as it ought to be.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of things that people don't know. And I mean, I'm speaking at colleges now, and I'm giving some information that people should know to help themselves, because the social media and applications are major tools if you know how to resource them. Content creation and distribution of that content is a major tool to monetize your own business. That's what I do. My expertise is in that field. And you know, a lot of people want to know that stuff, so I try to throw little tidbits out. By the way, guys, on the application, if a lot of people love our coverage. We just did the Sony Studios event. We just did the Warner Brothers event with the Metropolitan Fashion Week. We just did the United Nations 70th year anniversary. We've done a lot of fun stuff that people like to watch. So our photo coverage is on there. So you click on photo coverage, you get to watch the photos, which takes you to our website. You can share our application. All of our radio shows are on the app. The live shows that we'll be doing, the show I'm going to be doing in the radio studio, which, by the way, Judge Joe Brown will be able to be linked in with us live on Skype, or he could be in studio if he's in town. My blog, which is all the news updates and all the things, all the happenings, that what's happening the Easy Way, is on there. The gallery, and we actually have a music section. I told you guys we're linking up with Universal Music Group, with Just Music Nation. We're gonna have a lot of opportunities for artists. We can literally give you your own EPK on my app with all the following that I have. The people I deal with are some of the top producers, the top label owners, some of the top people that a lot of people would like to get their stuff in front of. And if you are on my app, these people are most likely going to see you. So not only can you play your music, but you have a full EPK of your music video, your bio, your stuff that really matters that people need to see. And that's all built into the app. You can ask me questions. You can tune in. You can book me. All the interviews are on there. All of our affiliates, all the networks we work with. And it really shows you how strong the empire is and how outreached that we can be. All of our celebrity ambassadors. It takes you right to all of our websites. We have over 7 different websites. And, you know, all the news updates and all the things that we have going on, the celebrities that we're with and when we're going to be with them, which is really cool. You can interact with them and you can ask us questions to ask them, you know, advice questions, or, you know, we're with major producers. I did an interview with Bill Strauss, which is one of the executive producers of Straight Outta Compton, one of the biggest films that grossed more than most films. That's one of the biggest films by Ice Cube and Bill Strauss and, you know, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and all that stuff. And so we do a lot of awesome stuff. There's a voice recorder. There's a lot of stuff on there, guys. So we're going to be doing a commercial of this app soon. I recommend that you hit it. It is your best way to interact with corporate Hollywood. and we just do it the easy way. So it's been an awesome, awesome time, guys. I really appreciate everybody. We're going to go another really quick commercial break. I'm going to do another little promo myself because it's my show and I can do that. And when we come back, we're going to do a couple more updates on some of the events that are coming up, all the quirks of being a member. Thank you so much for listening. And Judge, hold on. Don't go anywhere. This is a little bit more information on the app. And do me a favor, guys. This is out on social media. If you share it, I'd really appreciate it. Help me get the word out. Anybody that helps me get downloads, we give you benefits back. And all you got to do is hit me up on my Facebook page to find out what those benefits are. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Diamond Angel here. I'm here to tell you why you should download the Eric Dooley app for free. Get the easy way experience on the go. Events, shows, fan wall, interviews, coverage, all our blogs, social media, promote your music to the great. Get notifications and updates for free. And you get to join Easy Way on all of its fun adventures. EasyWay has over 250,000 followers, 3 verified accounts, and been endorsed by some of the largest producers, celebrities, and public figures. Visit your Apple or Android store today and download the Eric Dooley app for free.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with EZ's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
All right, guys. Thank you, Aretha, for giving us that information. Appreciate it. Guys, you are listening to Easy Talk live on Easy Way Broadcasting. I hope you're enjoying the show. Accompanied by my awesome co-host, celebrity co-host, Judge Joe Brown. Guys, we have a lot of awesome things coming up. We have our magazine release on December 19th with my partner, Shelley Hunt, who was just recognized and given the Lifetime Achievement Award by President Obama himself. She will be in the house. A lot of her friends will be in the house. A lot of my friends will be in the house. It is a private members-only event. If you'd like to go, contact us at contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. Download the application for more information. And just keep tuning in, guys. We've got a lot of really fun stuff coming up. Judge, any last things you want to do? Any last things you want to promote? Inspiring words?
Oh, hey, just keep focused. Keep doing it. Keep pushing it. And do it the easy way.
I appreciate that, brother. All right, guys, so don't go anywhere. We got a lot of stuff. And once a month, remember, once a month we are going to be in studio. We're going to have a networking, mixing opportunity for you guys to network with awesome individuals. We're going to be doing a professional show. We have a production company we're going to be advertising pretty soon that we partnered with. They're like Entertainment Tonight and above. Their production quality is amazing. Their graphic designing is amazing. Their abilities are amazing. We're linking up with a great team of a lot of stuff. We're going to be showcasing artists. We're going to give you guys the opportunity to perform and showcase your music. We're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff. It's going to be once a month, a really fun show live. You can be watching live and you can watch the archive, and then it's distributed to the Film On channel, numerous networks, China, all over the place, man. It's really exciting. So download the application if you want to be a part of it, if you want to be a part of all the fun. This has been Easy Talk Live. I hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, tune in to easywaybroadcast.com. To follow me on Periscope, which is periscope.tv/Eric Zuli. You see me live when I'm with these producers. I was just at the OWN, the Oprah lot the other day. I mean, I'm all over, and you guys can hang with me as I'm doing it. So follow my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram, ultimately my Instagram, always posting some cool pictures and little seven-second videos. And I'm going to be also looking for your guys' videos, guys. One thing we're going to be doing for the show is Easy Way Fails. If you have, like, funny videos and stuff. We're going to be taking a lot of submissions and playing your stuff on air, giving you the chance to be a star on air with the stars that I have as my friends, giving you a chance to hang with me. We're going to do a lot of interactive stuff, guys, so you got to download the app. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out. Also, we are going to be trying to raise some funding and help Sam Sarpong's family for the funeral coming up. So tune in to our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page for more information on that. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for hanging with us. Tune in on all the Facebook and the social media and the app to find out when the next show is going to be. I'm not going to be doing a once-a-week show anymore. I just got too much going on. But we are going to keep the show going. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Judge Joe Brown, you the man. I'll catch you later, and I'll call you off air, okay?
Hey, brother. Thank you much for having me on. Be good, man.
You too, brother. All right. All right, guys. Easy Talk Live. Tell your friends. Oh, my God. My voice is gone. Love you guys. Bye.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.